Just a few more halachot, the laws of Avelut, when they relate to the Chagim. The halacha says in Tavkuf Memchet, Im Nahag Shiv'a, Vagabo Aregel, Mevatel Memenu, Gezerat Shiloshim. Which means, normally there's levels in the Avelut. There's the 7 days, then there's the laws of the 30 days, the first 30 days. However, the halakha says that if a person completed 7 full days of Avelut, I say 7 full days, it's really not 7 full, it means you went to the 7th day. The 7th day we say even Miksata Yom Kikulo. But the point is, let's say the 7th day was Erev HaRegel. It was the day before the holiday. So already you completed 7 days before the regel. Now the regel comes. Let's say Pesach. Once the first day of Pesach comes, that already breaks the Shloshim. Now he does not have to wait a complete 30 days. So whatever restrictions that normally would be in 30 days, right away it is broken. So Shulchan Aruch writes, in that case, ואפילו חל יום שבעה בערב הרגל, מותר לספר ולכבס בערב הרגל. So since the 30, the holiday is going to break it, so the halakha allows him to even shave ערב הרגל, as if the 30 is broken. Lechabes is to clean his garments and to shave and shower and do all the things that were forbidden until this point. However, there is one very important condition, which Maran writes in Halakha Tet. Ha-deregel mevatel gezerat shloshim b'shar metim. אבל באבי ואמו שעשו לספר עד שיגערו בו חבריו אפילו פגע בו הרגל אחר 30 יום אינו מבטל. That's only talking about שאר אבלים, but the general rule always is that God forbid if somebody is באבלות for his parents, so it's a full 30. There's no such thing as taking a shortcut of having a holiday, break it up, or count it as 30 days. One must count the full 30 days, and he doesn't get this dispensation. This dispensation is only talking about Sha'ar Kirubim.